This is Coke FM.
On a 65-degree Thursday morning, let's check in with Jimmy Carter, who's, you know, he travels all around the country all the time. Kind of like Charlie Culpepper, I've always said, my next life I want to come back is Jimmy Carter. No, not the ex-president. Far more agile and even popular these days. He's Jimmy Carter. The Jimmy Carter Report, page one, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video with the Precision Camera Snapshot. Howdy, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Top story is still the top story. Are they fighting or not fighting already in Ukraine? Artillery fire ringing out in eastern Ukraine. They're saying maybe this is a false flag thing to get Russia to go in there and invade. You just don't know. NATO is meeting with some big shots, U.S. Defense Secretary, today to figure out about all this. Moscow said they were maybe withdrawing troops when maybe on satellite. They said they are not. More than 7,000 additional troops, field hospitals being built. Don't know. And boy, there are some people that are saying that if all this goes down and they start fighting over in Ukraine, it could jump gas prices. Some are saying $5, $6, $7 a gallon. That would be crazy. First responders. Firefighters died this morning in Queens, New York. Five state troopers in Virginia injured in some type of chase. One California cop has been shot. Don't know his condition. It was critical. This is just continuing to... There's been, Bob, I don't know if you notice this a lot, but a lot of first responders, particularly police officers, getting wounded, shot, hurt in wrecks. We had one in Nashville.
Oh, it's never been like this. It's crazy.
It's really crazy. Heavy, not always death. I know one police officer, I believe it was in maybe Houston, I don't know, I've lost count, there have been so many, got shot like in the ear. And yeah, he didn't die, but that's a permanent disfigurement, you know, to his ear. And he'll be able to probably go back to work. But it's first responders have had it tough lately, no doubt about it.
No question. The narrative has all changed. I mean, it was unwritten, but you except when somebody was crazed, drugged out of their mind or something, you don't shoot cops. I mean, like the mafia and even, you know, they killed everybody. They would never kill a cop.
No.
You don't kill cops. And now it's just to shoot them with impunity. They're about to arrest you. You don't want to go to jail. Just shoot. And it certainly seems scary.
First, ask questions later on that side. Canada won the women's hockey gold, dethroning the United States. Not been a great Olympics for the U.S., that's for sure. Today is the one-year anniversary of the death of Rush Limbaugh. And you kind of want, you know, that was a voice for the conservative side that people enjoyed. I listened from 1988. I wasn't that much of a listener the last 10 years, but I was heavy. And when he was doing a lot of fun songs, and it was a lot more fun to listen to back in those early days. But he was an important voice and enjoyed interviewing him. I got one of the rare television interviews with Rush, long sit down. And he was very smart, very charming, very likable person, no doubt about it. Government shutdown possible Friday. Democrats may not be able to get the votes to stop the Republicans. There are a number of Democrats right now that are sick or out or something, and they don't know if that's going to happen or not. 94 dead in Brazil. Petropolis in Brazil, mudslides there. This no-fly list, Delta wants one. A lot of the airlines want a no-fly list, a national one. So these people that get up in the airplanes and start fighting with people and slapping flight attendants having to hit one last week with a coffee pot, they want those people not to be able to fly on the airlines. And the individual airlines can do this, but they can't share their information. It's against the law.
Jimmy, maybe 5 weeks ago at the most, the government put out these statistics that said, well, it looks like the rules are working. The reported incidents of tyranny on aircraft are down now substantially. I don't remember how much, 50-60%. All right, it's a little over a month later. Oh, they're at an all-time high this last year.
Well, one of my cousins, as a flight attendant, was, and man, I'm always seeing stuff that she sends me, and it's been pretty crazy up there a lot lately. Remote workers, 60% supposedly, according to this survey, want to stay at home when the pandemic is over with. They don't want to go back to the office. I don't know. I still say that one of the worst things I ever did, if I had to do my life over, would not be work at home as much as I have over the last. I always had a, you know, if I was teaching school, I had to go to school, but I would work at home. If I'm doing radio, I did a lot of it at home. And the television work, I went to the TV station a couple of times a week. And lately, I've been doing television from home. I miss the camaraderie at work. I don't miss going to work with the commute and all the things that go with that, but I miss the fellowship of going to work. And I think that's what a lot of people either never had or never enjoyed, but that's a pretty big percentage, trying to get people to come back to work. That's a big deal.
I got to tell you, Ben, after being sequestered, sheltered, or quarantined at the house, we were talking about this earlier, the last week, getting to come back to work yesterday. I mean, this is where, I love it.
But I know some people, you know, they don't work. We have a good, we mostly try to have fun at work, but there are people that work in cubicles and things like that, and they just soon be home. But I've never thought product. I mean, I got used to working at home, and I've got a lot of discipline, and I can get the work done. But there's so many distractions at home. It's just, I don't know. But you also find yourself at home in certain jobs working all the time. You know I do. I work at all hours of the clock and on the weekend and every other time. If I was at work, you know, I'd just be working. So I don't know. 2021, best year ever for gambling. The gambling business, $53 billion. And, you know, and I think right now it's probably, I've never seen so much talk about gambling. And, you know, Major League Baseball, NFL, they all got in bed with it in the last couple of years with DraftKings and whatever else. It's not legal in every state to place a bet, but it is in a lot of states now. And you hear it on New York radio, radio people doing live commercials for gambling. And, you know, you get the first $500 free or whatever it is. I don't know. Tiger Woods, he's not happy. His recovery has not gone along as fast as he would have liked. And so he's a little bit of frowny about all that.
Today is 1 year anniversary since that wreck.
I was wondering about that.
It is.
It was Russia's anniversary, but I didn't know it was his. Okay, so he's been doing okay, but it's not, you know, where he wants it. And I'm just telling you, I had a long talk with a surgeon friend of mine yesterday, and he said, don't quote me. I said, I'm not going to say anything about it. But not everybody's buying off on this Bob Saget thing of how he died and how the report said that how he died the way he died. This one surgeon said it's just he doesn't know how it would be possible to have the injuries he had hitting his head on a headboard. So I don't know. This story may not be over with yet. Great camera stores are hard to find. You have one in Austin. Actually, you have two. You have the Superstore, Precision Camera and Videos, Austin's biggest camera store up there at West Anderson Lane and Burnett. And then you've got one South Park Meadows there next to Marshall's, where they're going to have at that location, South Park location, this Saturday, 10 to 4, a garage sale. Everybody likes a garage sale. They've got large discounts on closeouts, display models, $100 under section. They got all kinds of stuff. So if you're a camera person or you've got video or light, whatever it is you might want to, that might be a great time to save a bucket of money. Garage sale this Saturday only at the South Park Meadows location of Precision Camera and Video. Big variety of products there, though. Up at the Superstore, they've always got something going on. Classes. I'm looking at the Photo Lab. They've got a sale on right now about, I think, prints. Get those pictures out of that scrapbook and into the digital world. You got to, so you can share it with your family. I've been doing a little bit at a time so it doesn't hurt as much, but I've been doing this over the last probably 5 years, gutting my scrapbooks and putting them all in digital and then sharing them with my family, giving them to them in a thumb drive so you can pass on those pictures. And, yeah, I was seeing the moon. It was full. I think it was called the Boney Moon or something last night. You can't shoot that and take a good picture of the landscape with your cell phone. I got an iPhone 13. No, it still doesn't do it. You can do it with a great camera, and it's so much fun to do pictures with a camera. Trust me, it's the best hobby you'll ever have, and you got the best camera store in the world that can help you get into that world. Precision Camera and Video, Austin's biggest and best, located right there at Anderson and Burnett, South Park Meadows, precision-camera.com.
That is good. I tell you else is good, and that is GT Distributors. You don't have to be in law enforcement or be a first responder to shop there. You say, well, why would I want to go? Because you'll find the things that you probably, how did I live without this? At incredibly great prices. And those things could be anything from flashlights and and knives to all the clothing, especially the tactical clothing. And real quickly, I messed up yesterday. I was trying to tell you how to find this great new huge location they moved to. No longer on Brockton in North Austin, but kind of Pflugerville Round Rock. It's technically Pflugerville, but most people would think of it as Round Rock. And I said it was off 35. If you look at where Lewis Hanna, which is off 35, where you can see the big Living Spaces furniture, big box thing there. They're behind that, so you find that, you find it. But they're not off 35. I don't know what I was thinking. They're off Toll Road 45, which is right off 35. So you go up there off Toll Road 45, and there you'll find 1124 New Meister Lane. GT Distributors, Jim Orr and the gang. GT Distributors, find out where they are and what they sell at GTDIST.com. And now, page two with Jimmy Carter.
All right, we got some entertainment stuff. This is something I haven't seen anyone do in a long, long time. Two shows in a day. This Saturday at 1 o'clock and at 7 o'clock at night, Tim McGraw at the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. That's been underway now for maybe almost a week, and he's going to play there Saturday. Two shows. You know, Elvis played two shows in Vegas. People used to do, I don't think they do it so much anymore, but two shows in Vegas. They do a dinner show and then a midnight show, and that's got Elvis all mixed up with his nights and days getting screwed up and not being able to go to bed to 5 or 6 in the morning and that type of thing. So I don't know. This is I don't think I've ever seen it. Two shows with a star, Tim McGraw. Kane Brown and Jimmy Allen and a bunch of others are playing an NBA Ruffles All-Star Celebrity Game on Friday. All-Star Weekend for the NBA is this weekend, Denver. And NASCAR's got the Daytona 500 on Sunday. Actually, they're racing every night doing something. The duels and the trucks are on Friday, the Xfinity on Saturday. The big Daytona 500 is on Sunday afternoon. This should be fun. March the 1st, which is a Tuesday night, the Larry David Story, a two-part documentary. I know I want to see that.
Oh, me too. Tell me, when is this on HBO?
HBO, Tuesday, March 1 at 9 o'clock, probably 8 o'clock Central. The documentary will also be available streaming on HBO Max that I still get free, but I never go to because I'm an AT&T person. So I will definitely watch the Larry David Story. I bet that is very funny.
Pretty good.
He's a character.
Yeah.
I got it. I was late getting into it, but I really did enjoy the last bunch of episodes of Game of Thrones. And I've kept saying I was going to go back and try to get into it, but it's too big a meal to get into. But there's something coming called The House of the Dragon. It has finished production for those of you Game of Thrones fans, and they're about to give out the date. They're in post-production now, and they will give out a date when that's going to run. That's a big deal for the Game of Thrones people. The Yellowstone people, they're going to do 14 episodes instead of 10 in the new season. They're going to split them in two, just like Ozark did, 7 and 7. The first 7 will run this summer. The other 7 will run later. This is an anniversary that's coming up, April the 10th. Tanya Tucker is going to do a big special show at the Ryman in Nashville, 50th anniversary of Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today? Take you to his mansion in the sky.
50 years ago.
Isn't that still great, though?
She was like, what was she, 13 or 14 then?
I don't know. I don't know, really. I can't remember, but she was pretty young. But damn, that song is good. I just said, you know, that's one of those things that's so iconic. It's just fantastic. Anyway, Tanya's still out there. She's going to tour. She's appreciated a little bit more than she was. Kind of had a revival of interest from some of these young ladies singing country music that like the Tanya style. Weird story. I've heard of this one. Do you see where the Dallas Cowboys paid $2.4 million after cheerleaders accused a senior executive of voyeurism in the locker room as they undressed?
Yes, I did.
Ooh.
That broke yesterday, ESPN, I think.
They're not obviously identifying the women, but there are four cheerleaders that are not cheerleading anymore. They received $399,523.27. in the settlement, with the rest of the money paid out to the legal teams, as you would expect. And the guy that supposedly was peeping, he doesn't work there anymore.
Was he peeping, or was, well, he was, but I mean, was it a camera deal or just visual?
Yeah, phone cam, like went into his, whatever it was, they thought he was peeping. The jury thought he was peeping, and they got a bunch of money. Aaron Rodgers and his girlfriend are done again.
That's two rings he didn't get.
Hey!
Aaron Rodgers says, I don't know. He acted odd in the last year. But anyway, she probably thought so, too. The sports world, this is all going to be happening in the next few months. I didn't realize they'd already gotten the producer of Sunday Night Football. He's going to Amazon to do Thursday Night Football. So that pretty much guarantees that Al Michaels is going there, too, because he said he wasn't going to go to Amazon unless his team went and his producer's going. So Al Michaels probably going. And it sounds like Troy Aikman, his deal, he's been pretty open about it on some of the sports talk shows, saying that his relationship with the network is at an impasse. So I think he might be going. The problem with going to Thursday Night Football, they're going to be crappy games. And so they may have to work a deal where these folks can do Amazon and do the crappy games on Thursday night, because the NFL is not going to give them the big games. And then somehow they get to call a couple of playoff games, maybe for ESPN or ABC. So look for some kind of hybrid deal possible with all of that. Reba McEntire, her son Shelby, just got married at Walt Disney World. And you families that have had to pay for a wedding, you know how expensive weddings can be. I can't even imagine what one cost at Disney World. This was on to close down Main Street as the bride, and then and picture this, over the bride's shoulder, and while they're doing the vows, you see the Cinderella castle all lit up with stuff going on, then fireworks go off over it after they say, I do. She walks to the altar. It's not really an altar, it's because that would be a church, but wherever they go do the vows, with Beauty and the Beast, Tale as Old as Time playing. And Cinderella, let's see, Tinkerbell, Mickey and Minnie Mouse were also in attendance. And having worked on a lot of Disney things over the years, I can tell you, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, they don't show up for just anything.
Jimmy, couldn't it cost that much to have a Mickey Mouse wedding?
I wonder if it comes with a warranty. That would be something that I'd be looking at, too. A former Georgia official, this is Georgia, not Georgia over in the Soviet Union, but Georgia.
Yeah, these days you got to tell that.
She faked her pregnancy so she could get maternity leave. And she even faked doctor's orders saying that she needed bed rest, why she would have to stay home, 43-year-old woman. Well, it all came apart.
That's the first red flag. She's 43.
Yeah. Well, it was there. People were buying it. You know, we're in political correct times. Do you think you can get away with questioning something like that? I don't think so. But a coworker where she was working at the state's vocational rehab agency saw part of her fake pregnancy stomach come away from her body and reported that to the authorities, and then she got busted. So she's in a heap of trouble for faking her pregnancy. And I haven't heard that one before, but, you know, we live in strange times.
What if her prison sentence is 9 months?
Oh.
Just to rub it in. It was only going to be 6 months, but you know what I'm going to do, Judge?
And to this I say, as someone used to say, good day.
Good day. Oh, by the way, Jimmy, on Tanya Tucker in Delta Dawn, yes. I was playing it on the radio. I was a kid myself, but I wasn't, you know, I was 16 probably. No, 15. Tanya Tucker was 13 when that song came out. Now, here's the real trivia question. Bette Midler had a big version of it as well. Which one came first?
Ooh.
I'm going to go Bette.
Well, it depends on...
a trick question, probably.
It's a trick question because it had... Yeah, which one came first, the chicken or the egg? They booked Tanya Tucker on the Johnny Carson show because she was 13 and she did this song called Delta Dawn. And the great producer, who you and I both knew, Jimmy, Billy Sherrill, was watching that. And he said, I got to sign her and have her record it. In the meantime, Bette Midler, who was on Atlantic Records, she heard the song on The Tonight Show, so she cut it. And that's how that's the story behind the story. So technically, Tanya Tucker sort of had it first, but Bette Midler made it a hit first, and then Tanya Tucker after they signed her.
All right, do you know who wrote the song?
Alex Harvey, man, yeah.
Yeah, he was a great songwriter. Wrote a song called Rings, too, that I always really loved.
Ring, ring, telephone ring.
And he wrote that song. He was a great, great, great writer.
Oh, the best. And his ex-wife lives here, by the way.
I used to know her. What's...
I know her too.
Know her in the 80s.
But I don't know her name right now.
Yeah, me either.
If you hadn't asked, I could have told you.
All right. Yeah, I did know her. Okay.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Carter Report back again tomorrow morning, 7:45. Brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Schwartner Ranch and Farm. Also, the good folks at GT Distributors.